that he's faithful to help us, faithful to come to our rescue. Amen. You're not alone in the trouble. You're not alone in the circumstance of your life today. Whatever you're facing today, you're not alone in this. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. He's fighting this battle for you. Praise God. I'm going to go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 this morning. I don't know that I've ever done this before, but all week long as I was preparing for this service this morning, Wednesday night, we looked at this chapter, and we're going to go back and look at it again for a few minutes here. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Praise God. Amen. If you've served the Lord any length of time at all, you know that there are times when you get right in the heat of a battle. You get right in the middle of it. Amen. You can have a long season of peace, a long season where things are going along smooth and no problems. Everything seems fine. I can remember when I was a young man and just starting to pastor the first couple of years, it was like a honeymoon. It's like everything was going great. Didn't have any trouble, no problems, everything was smooth sailing. And then all of a sudden, wham, problem on this side, something from behind and something from all these different directions. And you serve the Lord any length of time at all, and you're going to have a season where you get hit head on. Or you may find yourself under a surprise attack of the enemy against you. Not expecting it, not knowing where it came from or how you got into the circumstance that you got into. You just found yourself under an attack. This chapter deals with a surprise attack that King Jehoshaphat, king of Judah had. He was king for a lot of years, and he had peaceful, fruitful, good reign. He was a good, godly king. And a lot of years where things were just going wonderful. Then all of a sudden, it says here in this first verse there was this coalition of enemies that decided to attack him. They came from all different directions. It was the Ammonites and the Moabites. And then in verse 2, it says that then he got the report that there were even others that were coming. They'd all decided at the same time to come at him from every direction. Have you ever felt like that things were just going along great and then suddenly you have this heartache and this trouble and this problem and this setback and you just get hit from every side? Do you understand that that's one of the tactics of the enemy? That's one of the tactics of the enemy, to try to overwhelm you, to try to bring you to the place that you have no hope or no confidence in the Lord. Praise God, I feel some strength in my voice that I haven't felt, and I thank the Lord for that. You know, George Whitefield preached most of his ministry in the outdoors, and sometimes to up to as many as 20,000 people, and they could hear his voice a mile away without a sound system or a microphone. So let me tell you, the Lord can touch a voice. He can touch a voice. He can anoint a voice. And the most important thing is that his word goes forth and that it penetrates the hearts of people, and God accomplishes what he sends his word to accomplish. And I know it might be a little strange for those of you who were here Wednesday night to be going through the same text and some of the same thoughts. But I just feel like that this is what the Lord wants us to talk about here this morning in this service. Every Christian needs to realize that there are times that you're going to find yourself under the attack of the enemy. And Satan knows his time is short. He knows that he doesn't have that much time left to come against the people of God or to try to do his damage to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he may unleash his fury against you. And he may come against you with all kinds of fiery trials and all kinds of circumstances. You may be up against it in your family, in your health, in your finances. It might be an attack against your mind. It may be an attack against your marriage. It could be an attack from all different directions. But we're foolish if we think that we, as a child of God, are always going to live in without any struggles or any problems or any trials. That's just a part of this Christian experience. And we go through some trials and we go through some problems in our life because God wants to show that He is our strength and that He is the one that will fight our battles for us. And that's exactly what He did for Jehoshaphat. The Bible says in verse 3 that Jehoshaphat feared. That's the normal human response when you find yourself up against it. Amen. That's the normal. But that's as far as fear went in Jehoshaphat's life, because it says he feared, but he set himself to seek the Lord. Praise God. He just determined, I can either let fear destroy me, I can let fear tear me down and cause me to lose my hope and my faith and my confidence, or I could set my hope in the Lord. Amen. And so today, whatever you're up against, set your hope in the Lord. Put your confidence in the Lord today. God wants to come to your rescue. He wants to show Himself strong in your behalf. The book of Ephesians, the entire book of Ephesians, gives the account of really, it's just good instruction to Christian living until you get down to Ephesians 6 and verse 10. And then he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And then he instructs them. He'd already given them just good, sound advice on their Christian life and their Christian experience. But then he says, you may face an enemy. You may come up against an enemy. And when you do, stand strong. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. See that God's going to move for you. And He's not going to forsake you. And He's not going to forget you, no matter what you're up against. Amen. Praise God. You might be the target of the enemy. We may be in the middle of a battle. You might be in the biggest battle you've ever been in all of your life. This is how you fight your battle. Instead of fearing, instead of doubting, you fight your battle by setting your hope in the Lord. You set your confidence in the Lord. He set himself to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast all throughout Judah. He called the people of God together to seek the Lord. And it says in verse 5 that Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. Where did Jehoshaphat go? He was the leader who was responsible for what was going to happen to them. And what did he do? He ran to the Lord. He ran to the house of the Lord. Amen. How many times have you seen this? I've witnessed it over the years. People get into trouble. They get up against it. And instead of running to God, instead of running to the house of God, instead of running to the altar of God, they go the other direction. They throw their hands up and quit. They lose their confidence in God. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Run to the Lord. Get in the presence of God every time you can. Find help in the presence of the Lord. That's what Jehoshaphat did. He stood in the congregation of the Lord and began to declare who God was. He was a leader who declared God's nature, God's power, who He was and what He could do. Verse 6, O Lord God of the fathers, art not Thou God in heaven? And rulest Thou not over the kingdoms of the heathen? And in Thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand Thee? Praise God. He put all of his hope in the Lord. All of his hope in the Lord. Let me tell you, when you get backed in the corner and you don't have any other resource and there's no other answer and there's no one that can help you, you can hold fast to the Lord. God will help you. God will rescue you. God will move in your behalf. if you'll put your trust in the Lord, there is none that is able to withstand thee. Amen. So he declared who God was. And in verse 7, he declared what God had done in his past. Art not thou, O God, the God that did drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? This is what God has done. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've served the Lord long enough that I can look back and remember. Oh, I remember when God did move for me. I can remember when God did answer prayer, when God did rescue me. And not once or twice, but many times, that God has been faithful. And so I can look back to that. I can say, oh, glory to God. God has moved for me. And so I have a confidence that he's going to do it again. He's going to come to my rescue again in my time of need. He has not forsaken me. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Now let's look at verse 9. It says, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. He just says when evil comes, whatever form that it comes in, discouragement, if it comes in the form of fear or the lies of the enemy or an attack of the enemy, he says, well, however that he comes, if it's sword or judgment or pestilence or famine, we're going to stand in the house of the Lord. This is where we can meet with the Lord. We're going to stand in the presence of the Lord. Your name is in this house. And because of that, we can cry unto you, Lord, in our affliction and know that you are going to help us. Amen. I just want to encourage some of you here today that are going through it. You're in some great severe trials. Some may be in the fight of your life. I want to encourage you, stay in the presence of God. Stay in the house of God. Stay where the presence of God and the people of God can surround you. Don't allow yourself to go and to lose your faith and your confidence in God. That was the whole tactic of the enemy in the attack anyway. That's what he's trying to accomplish. He wants you to give up. He wants you to lose heart. He wants you to think that God doesn't care about you. But just stay after him. Hang all of your hopes upon the Lord. He will not fail you. He will not fail you as you put your hope in the Lord. Verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company. Do you understand that that God allows you to face struggles and problems and enemies that you don't have an answer for? There is no human answer. There is no human solution. There's no way you can work it out. You can't get through it on your own. There's no way out. He allows you to get backed in the corner where there is no solution, no human solution, because he wants to show himself strong in your life and in your situation. He says, we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. Have you been there before? And you didn't know what to do. You didn't even know the next step to take. You had no answers. And everyone was just saying, we don't know what to do. We don't have the cure. We don't have the answer. And that's exactly where Jehoshaphat was. He said, we have no might. There's no way we can face this great enemy. It's too big. It's too great. There's no way that we can do anything about the situation. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Amen. Fix your attention upon Jesus today. Fix your attention upon the Lord today. He's your help. He's your answer. He is your only answer. There is no solution outside of the Lord. Amen. Now this scripture says that there was a prophet of God that came in their midst by the name of Jehaziel. And it says that Jehaziel, that the Spirit of the Lord came upon this prophet of God in the midst of the congregation. And he began to prophesy and tell them what to do. And let me tell you, if you put your trust in the Lord, if you hang all your hopes on the Lord, God has a word of direction for you. He has a word. He'll speak to you through His word and through the power of His Spirit. He will direct your steps. He'll show you what to do. And it may seem strange and it may seem out of the ordinary, as it was in this case. This prophet spoke to them and says, tomorrow, I want you to get up and I want you to go ahead and go down to where the enemy's at. Just go face the enemy. Just face it. And you'll find them at the end of the brook, verse 16, before the wilderness. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Amen. This is how you fight this battle. Amen. You shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. God is with you if you'll hold fast in your confidence in the Lord. The scripture says that Joshua bowed his head before the Lord, began to cry out to God, and God began to move. They rose up early in the morning. The scripture says that when he had consulted, verse 21, with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. Glory to God. Well, how about that for a battle tactic? How about that for facing an enemy that's come up against you that you can't do anything about it? They just said, just get all the singers and the worshipers together and tell them to say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. Now the scripture says that when they begin to worship God, and they begin to praise the Lord, that God set up ambushments. That just means that the people, all these, this consortium, this great coalition of armies from different nations and tribes that had all united together to come up against Judah, that whenever God, by His Spirit, got in the middle of that, that He caused them to turn on each other. And all the singers did, all the worshipers did, was they just marched. They just marched through the host of the enemy up to the top of a hill, the scripture says. They got up to the top of the hill, and by the time they marched up to the top of that hill, singing and worshiping and praising God, that they turned back and they looked, and all that they could see was dead bodies. Because the enemy had turned on each other. He caused their united confederation to be confused. And they fought against each other and destroyed one another. How many of them survived? It says they looked down unto the multitude, verse 24, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. Amen. Amen. I don't know how many thousands of trained, well-equipped soldiers there were, but whenever God got in the mix of it and God's Spirit got in the middle of it, every one of them were defeated. Every one of them were destroyed. That's how God fights our battles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, the answer is getting in the presence of God. The answer is getting in the presence of the Lord. Don't fight the battle. No, don't try to fight the battle. But instead, get in the presence of God. Get alone with the Lord. Get in a prayer meeting. Get in the house of the Lord. Get in the presence of God. Get in the middle of a move of God. And when you do, you'll experience His mighty power and His presence. And you'll experience a victory that only can be brought through the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 25 that Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them. They found among them in the abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. God not only defeated their enemy, but God turned it around in such a way that He provided wonderful blessing and bounty for them. And how did He do it? Because He fought the battle for them. Yes. Amen. When God fights the battle for you, then He not only destroys your enemy, But he makes abundant provision for you. He makes abundant provision for you. He shows himself strong and wonderful provision in the situation that you're in here today. Amen. I want you to know that God is a God who wants to show himself strong and fight this battle for you, whatever you are up against. Amen. Last year, the last part of several months and the beginning of this year, we had people in our altars almost every Sunday morning. You remember, almost every Sunday morning, we had them come into the altar. And then all of a sudden, the enemy said, oh no, that ain't going to keep happening. We're going to put a stop to that. We even had days of fasting and prayer in the month of January, in February. It wasn't just my physical, the attack against me physically. That started in the month of February. It wasn't just that, but I have to tell you, I'm your pastor, so I know that a lot of you have been going through some unbelievable attacks. You have gone through things, and I hear of the different situations. There have been those of you that have lost loved ones, and you've lost family members. You've gone through heartache, family members that have been sick. You've gone through marriage problems, family problems, financial problems. There have been one attack after another. And I think that the enemy thinks that through these attacks that he's going to destroy our faith and our confidence in God. But he is not. He is not. And this morning we declare that God is going to fight and is fighting our battles for us. Amen. He is working in supernatural and wonderful ways to accomplish what he has promised that he will accomplish. But we need to believe God today, folks. Some of you, I know you're down, you're discouraged, you're defeated, and you're losing heart. But please hold on to the Lord with all of your heart. God is at work. God is at work. God is moving. God is showing himself strong. He's going to answer prayers. And not only is he defeating your enemy, but you're going to come out on the other side of this situation, and God is going to prove himself just like he did to Jehoshaphat. Amen. And gave him great provision and great bounty and great blessing and showed himself strong, and he will for you today as well. Amen. The enemy thinks that he can discourage the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way that he can succeed is if we lose heart. If we lose heart, then he has accomplished what he set out to accomplish. But if instead we allow all these things to motivate us, oh no, I'm going to do like Jehoshaphat did. I'm going to hang all of my hopes on the Lord. Now it says he feared, but he set himself to seek the Lord. Amen. His fear didn't cause him to give up. His fear motivated him to seek God even in a greater measure, to call upon the name of the Lord. And I encourage you today, let's believe God. Do you understand that in the month of September, that this can be a month where God can do such amazing and wonderful things that when we get, just like when they got up to the top of that mountain and looked back, that when we get to the end of the month of September, we can look back and say, wow, wow. Look what God did. Look how God moved. Look who God saved. Look who God healed. Look what he worked in, how he moved supernaturally, and how he poured out his spirit. Look at the wonderful revival that he's sending to us. I believe that God is at work, and he's working even through some of the situations that we're facing. And we're going to see him do some wonderful supernatural things. Do you believe God with me today? Do you believe God with me? Praise God. Marvin, believe God. Amen. Marvin's had some highs and some lows since he got saved. And he's had some discouraging times and some high times. But Marvin, I want you to know, God's got some big things in store for you if you'll just hold on to the Lord. Some others of you here today, you have gone through some trying situations. And you felt like just, you know, just giving up. What's the use? Why even go to church? Why even go to the altar? Why even try anymore? And that's all the tactic of the enemy. That's what he wants you to do. But if you do the opposite of what he's trying to do, then you're going to see God move in your behalf. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Could we stand together? Amen. God knows about your needs, and he wants you to commit them to him. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to take some time around these altars here this morning. For those of you, some of you that you're under fire, you're under the attack of the enemy. He's coming against you. Some of you are physically sick. Some of you are overwhelmed with depression and discouragement. And you just feel like, what's the use? What's the use? You need to run to the Lord today. You need to be in this altar this morning. In this altar. Some of you are up against some fiery trials in your life. And it's been going on for weeks and months. And you just need to run to the Lord. Run to the Lord. Amen. This is how we fight our battles. We don't give up. We fight our battles because he steps in and he fights our battle for us. Amen. Amen. That song says you think that you're all surrounded by the enemy, but instead, there's a great, mighty army, unseen army. Amen. That's surrounding you. He's surrounding you in the midst of your trial. Amen. So put your trust in the Lord today. Amen. For those of you that you find yourself under an attack, struggling, you need some answers. You need God to move for you. I want to ask you to step forward right now. Come to the front here, around this altar. If you would, just come and stand here at the front of this altar. You really need the Lord to move for you, move in your situation. Amen. Praise God, Steve. God's going to move for you. God's going to move for you. Anybody else? Amen. You need help from the Lord. Come on, let's get help. Let's get help in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Let the Lord fight this battle for you. I urge you to come. Come on, let's believe God together. Let's believe God to move in these needs today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whatever your need is, whatever the struggle is, come on, let's believe God. Let's agree together. Amen. And believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.